Hello, welcome to the back of the Arms Hotel in Listowel, where I've just been approached by an interviewer who wants to ask me some questions. I think one of them, they're all from the Listowel Writers Week Market Research, because no decent Irish literary festival does without its market research. It obviously has stakeholders who need to be persuaded that everything's being done in the right way. So if you please sit down here, you may interview me. They're all very reluctant to be interviewed. You only have to ask the questions, right? So I'm the one who has to answer.
Ask the questions.
Where do you live?
I live in Glanmire in Cork.
Is that like 51 miles away?
It is, right? Absolutely between 51 and 100 miles away, I think.
Have you attended Writers Week on Wednesday, Thursday, and would you stay like for Friday, Saturday and Sunday?
Yeah, I came on Thursday and I'm staying until Sunday morning. See, she's filling out a great big form here with lots of room for dashes.
How many nights do you spend in Listowel?
3 nights I intend to spend in Listowel.
Okay. And what type of accommodation are you using here?
I have superb accommodation in a private house.
Well, thanks very much. You shouldn't have really.
Which used to be B&B, but the people don't do B&B anymore, so I'm a guest.
Yeah. Which of the following best describes your party during your stay? Are you travelling alone or?
Well, I travelled here alone.
And how much do you intend on spending over the weekend?
Oh, I intend to spend over £1 million, I'd say. If I had it, I'd certainly spend that much. I would say I'm a very modest spender. After all, I'm only a writer. No, actually, how much am I going to spend a day? Okay, let's say I'm going to spend €50 a day in total. How much of it will be on accommodation? I would say about, we'll say 35. Food and drink, I don't know, about another 50. I'll do no shopping. I'll spend nothing on transport. And the other items will have to remain unnamed.
What age range were you on your last birthday?
Oh, I was very old. I was in the 55 to 64 year age bracket.
And how important was your visit to Writers Week?
Oh, I'd put it up there at number 4. Extremely important.
And what of the following sources of information did you use to find out about Writers Week? Just one of the following there.
Okay, well, basically, I came here before in 2007, so I guess I found out about it by word of mouth in 2007.
And what following best describes yourself?
Oh, I'm a self-employed person.
And you said you're a writer. Are you a professional writer?
I am a professional writer.
Is this the first? Oh, no, sorry.
No, it's actually my third time.
And do you expect to be here again next year?
I expect to be here every year until they take me out of it in a box.
What was your main motivation for attending this year's festival?
Well, it actually was to publish. I'm actually a publisher. I publish a blog called Listowel Writers Week Fringe Blog. But I'm also here to network with peers. I'm here to increase my knowledge. I'm here to inspire my own writing. I'm here to meet other writers. I'm here to enjoy the festival experience. I'm not here to attend a workshop.
That's pretty much all of the above. Which is
everyone
like
except going to the workshop. Absolutely, yeah.
Would you recommend it to a friend?
I'd recommend it to everybody. I'd even recommend it to an enemy.
And on a scale of 1 to 5, how would you rate the following aspects of the festival? Overall satisfaction?
Oh, extremely high. Way up, about 5.
Event content?
Oh, as good as I could imagine.
Pricing?
The pricing could be much, much lower. In fact, it could be free. If only Listowel could get a sponsor to pay for us all to come for nothing. The timetable is fine. The organisation is absolutely superb. I want the organisers to love me. The guide is splendid, the best ever. Wolf's Bookshop is the best bookshop in Listowel. Shanachie Bookshop is the only thing I don't know, and I'll be putting that on my list now. I'm going to run out of time on this interview.
Are there any suggestions you'd like to make as a host?
Yes, I do. The festival would be made much, much better if it would go absolutely viral on the internet and have lots of live stream session and fully use the entire paraphernalia of social networking. We badly need to shift the festival out of Listowel itself into the wider world. That's my strong view, and that's what I'm trying to do myself.
You're on Facebook now.
Oh, you're on Facebook, I know. Yeah, great, wonderful, excellent, and keep that up.